For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, it will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second half as they will be moving right to left for the next two quarters. Peyton Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline as both teams come out on the floor. Husky takes the ball from the official, gets into Gilbert, and we are back underway. Gilbert dribbling towards the left wing. Her pass was knocked away and stolen by McAdory, and then she turns it over herself, so the two teams exchanging turnovers. Here's Husky with it up at the top. Drills toward the right side. Throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert throws it back to Husky. Down to Martin in the right corner. Finds Foreman at the elbow. Foreman's going into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. And, well, has tried to throw it to Gilbert. It was knocked away and stolen by McAdory. Back comes Marion. Back the way to lane, going up for the layup. No good. McAdory with the offensive rebound. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Micaiah McAdory with 6 points this evening. 24-13, Mountain Home leading it. 7:16 left of the third quarter. Martin into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. Gets some distance between her and her defender, going into lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 7:07 left of the half. Micaiah McAdory picks up her second personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Patriots. So Evan Martin at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 3 points so far this evening. First free throw is up, in and out, no good. One more free throw for Martin. Second shot is up, and another one that bounces out. She misses both, and Marion gets the rebound. 24-13, Lady Bombers leading it. 7 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Montgomery dribbling toward the left corner. Now kicks back out to Delaney. Back to Montgomery. She has on the wing. Now throws up top to Delaney. Down to McAdory in the lane. She's going up for another layup. This one's off the glass and in. Micaiah McAdory with 8 points. And that cuts Mount Holmes' lead back to single digits. Here's Gilbert into the right corner. He's going into the lane for the reverse layup. Good! Boy, Kate Gilbert just blew by a bunch of defenders for that layup. She now has 13 points. 26-15, Mount Holmes leading it. Here is Delaney throwing it over to Montgomery on the right side. 6:20 left of the third quarter. Down to McAdory once again for another layup, and this one off the glass and in. Micaiah McAdory now in double figures with 10 points. Dale Leonard wanting a push-off called against McAdory. He's not going to get it. Here's Husky with it on the right side. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert drilling it down towards the lane, going up for another layup. It bounces around and goes in. Kate Gilbert with 15 points. 28-17, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 6 minutes left of the third quarter. Here is Delaney throwing it over to Brister on the right side. Up top to Montgomery. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Joy Montgomery with 9 points now. That cuts Mount Holmes lead back to 8. 28-20 our score. 5:38 left of the third quarter. Martin drills to the left elbow. Kicks out to Gilbert. Over to Foreman near the free throw line. Over to Husky on the right side. Husky dribbles down towards the corner. Now takes a screen from Foreman. Picks up a drill. Finds Penn in the corner. Gilbert going now has it into the lane for the layup. No good. But draws contact. And will head to the free throw line with 5:23 left of the third quarter. Alondra Brister picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against Marion here in the second half. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 for 2 with 15 points. First shot is up and in here. And Addison Yates checking in for Matt Holmes, replacing Kyra Penn, and Kiana Delaney is going to take a seat. And she's replaced by Santia Robinson, who checks in for the first time tonight. Robinson, a 5'9 sophomore. Second shot for Gilbert, no good. She gets one of two. And the rebound's controlled by Marion. Here is Delaney with it. Mount Home leading by 9. Ball goes down to McAdory on the low block. Now it kicks out to Brister, to Delaney, I'm sorry. She's going into lane for the layup. Good. Kiana Delaney with her first field goal tonight. She has 3 points, 29-22. Mountain Elms leads cut to 7. Here is Husky drilling to the right corner. Now takes a screen. Throws up top to Yates. Now Gilbert has up at the top. Drills toward the right side. Now goes back to the left elbow, going into lane for another layup. Good! 18 points for Kate Gilbert. 31-22, Mountain Home leading at 4:40 left of the third quarter. Here is Mariah Robinson throwing it up to Santia Robinson. Over to Delaney in the left corner. Delaney's going down towards the lane, and she's going to be fouled. A blocking foul call on Emma Martin. That is her first, her second personal foul. That is team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. 4:32 left of the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 31-22. Montgomery inbounds it for the Lady Patriots to Santia Robinson. Over to McAdory on the left elbow. Now back out to Santia Robinson. Her three-pointer is good. Santia Robinson with her first 3 points of the night. And all of a sudden, Mountain Home's lead is cut down to 6. 31-25 our score. 4:15 left of the third quarter. Husky dribbles to the right, toward the right side. Now takes a screen from Foreman. Over to the left elbow she goes and gives on the wing to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the free throw line, going into the lane for another layup. This one partially blocked, but she draws contact, and she'll head back to the free throw line. 4:03 left in the third quarter as that foul is called on Joy Montgomery. Her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Lady Patriots here in the second half. So Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she's 3 of 4. First free throw is up and in. Tashley Milo is going to check back in for the Lady Patriots as she'll replace Mariah Robinson. So one more free throw for Kate Gilbert. Her second shot is up. Rolls around. No good. Rebounds. Chase down. Goes out of bounds. They're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be Marion's basketball in the possession arrow. It looks like, I guess, both players touches. It goes out of bounds simultaneously. So Marion will have the possession. 32-25, Mountain Home. Here is Delaney throwing it over to Santia Robinson on the left wing. Up top to Milo. Now Montgomery has it on the left side. Down the corner it goes to Delaney. To Santia Robinson. She's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 3:43 left of the third quarter. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 2 here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. So Santia Robinson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot up, no good. So one more free throw for Santia Robinson and one more chance to cut into Mountain Home's lead. Second free throw is up. Good. She gets one of two. She now has 4 points. And it's 32-26, Mountain Home leading at 3:43 left of the third quarter. Foreman takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Gilbert, who's quickly into the front court. Dribbles to the left corner. Now she's being double-teamed. It kicks out to Martin on the left wing. Up top to Yates. Finds Husky cutting into the lane. Her pass to Foreman was knocked away, but Husky's able to get it back in the left corner. Now she's going to dribble out to the wing. Now goes takes the screen from Foreman. Dribbles to the lane. Picks up a drill. Tries to give it to Yates. She's going to be fouled from behind with 3:17 left of the third quarter. Kiana Delaney picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Patriots. 3:17 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading 32-26. Husky inbounds it on the baseline and gets into Yates in the right corner. Finds Foreman on the paint, going up for the layup. Rolls around, does not go. Gilbert gets the offensive rebound, and she's fouled from behind, going back up with it. Another two-shot opportunity coming up for Kate Gilbert at the free throw line. Tashley Milo picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Marion. What? Okay, before it looks like before the free throws are shot, Marion's going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 3:11 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Marion 32-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Kate Gilbert so far with all eight of Mountain Home's third quarter points, and she's going to try to add to her point total at the free throw line coming out of the Marion timeout. 3:11 left to play in the third quarter. It is a 32-26 lead for the Lady Bombers, but again, Gilbert at the free throw line to try to add to that advantage. First shot will not go. So one more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up, and it rolls around and goes in. So she now has 20 points, 33-26, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Here is McAdory with the ball just outside the lane. A skip pass to Santia Robinson on the left wing. Down to Montgomery in the lane. She's going up for the layup. No good. Rebounds controlled by Kate Gilbert. She's looking to get it back into the front court for Mountain Home and finally does. Gilbert finds Payne in the right corner. Her three-pointer's up and in! Emily Payne with her first 3 points of the night. And it's back to a double-digit lead for Mountain Home. 36-26 our score. 2:37 left in the third quarter. Here's Delaney throwing it down to McAdory on the low block. Her pass to Montgomery's knocked away and stolen by Anna Grace Foreman. Ninth turnover against Marion. And back comes the Lady Bombers. Payne going into the lane for the fast break layup. Good! Emily Payne with 5 points now. 38-26 Lady Bombers leading it. 2:19 left in the third quarter. Here's Delaney with the ball on the right wing for the Lady Patriots. Throws it, tries to throw it down, to gets it down to McAdory in the lane for the layup. Good. Micaiah McAdory now with 12 points, 8 of those here in the third quarter alone. 38-28, Mountain Home leading it. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Martin into the front court, dribbles to the right wing. Now she's going down towards the low buck, goes back out to the wing. Now she's going toward the free throw line, throws up top to Foreman, over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's going to be called, well, actually a foul's going to be called on the rebound. Anna Grace Foreman went over the back. That is her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. Peyton Husky's going to check back in, replacing Emma Martin for Mountain Home. And for Marion, Mariah Robinson's going to come back in, replacing Santia Robinson. 1:42 left to play in the third quarter. It is a 10-point Lady Bomber advantage. Delaney into the front court, throws over to Milo on the right side, down to McAdory, and a foul away from the ball called on. No, they're going to say it was, wow. They called Yates with a push off there as McAdory was getting the pass. That seemed like a ticky-tack foul. That's her third personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. 1:34 left in the third quarter. Mariah Robinson takes the inbound pass from the corner, gives it to Delaney, back to Robinson, back to Delaney on the right wing. Down to McAdory in the lane. She's going to go up for the jumper. No good. Ball's knocked around, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it's going to be Marion keeping possession with 1:22 left in the third quarter. 38-28, Mountain Home leading it. Montgomery will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline for the Lady Patriots. Gives it into Milo on the right side. Now up top to Delaney. Over to Mariah Robinson. She drills to the elbow, throws it up top to Delaney. Delaney's going into the lane for the running jumper. No good. Rebounds knocked around, controlled by Montgomery. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. It rolls around, will not go. And this time, Gilbert gets the rebound for Mountain Home. 1 minute left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 10. Gilbert with it up the top. Tries to throw it over to Payne on the right side. She's going to be fouled from behind. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Kiana Delaney. That is her third personal foul. The last foul Marion has to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. Kate Gilbert's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Emma Martin. 53.3 seconds left. Payne will inbound it on the far sideline, gets into Husky, down to Foreman. Now out to Payne, up top to Martin. Martin drills toward the left side. Now gives it to Husky. Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the period. Husky drills up toward the top. Gives it to Martin. Martin has between the circles. 29 seconds left. Martin will give it back to Husky. Husky dribbles toward the right side. 20 seconds left. Now Husky still dribbling on the right side. Finds a pane in the lane, giving it to Foreman. She's going to put up the shot off the glass and in right there in the lane. Anna Grace Foreman with 7 points. 5 seconds left as Marion has one last chance to get a basket. Ball goes down to Mariah Robinson. I don't think they're going to get the shot. Well, they will, but it will not go. And we have reached the end of the third quarter. 8 minutes left to play in this game. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Marion 40-28. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.